Today's reading is from the book of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 21. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will do as I command. Then I will ask the Father to send you the Holy Spirit, who will help you and always be with you. The Spirit will show you what is true. The people of this world cannot accept the Spirit because they don't see or know him. But you know the Spirit, who is with you and will keep on living in you. I won't leave you like orphans. I will come back to you. In a little while, the people of this world won't be able to see me, but you will see me. And because I live, you will live. Then you will know that I am one with the Father. You will know that you are one with me, and I am one with you. If you love me, you will do what I have said, and my Father will love you. I will also love you and show you what I am like." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. So the scriptures are beginning to foretell of what is to come in the life of the disciples, the early church, and us. It is all now pointing towards Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit gave birth to the church, gave birth to the Christian community. And the passage that Liz read today from John is Jesus telling his disciples about what this Holy Spirit will do. He begins by saying, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I am going to the Father, and the Father will send you an advocate, the Spirit of truth." Jesus says the world can't receive him because they neither see the Spirit of truth nor know the Spirit of truth. But you, followers of Jesus, you know this Spirit of truth. For the Spirit of truth is with you and will abide in you. This is a foretelling of what the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will do when the Spirit comes and descends on the disciples in one Pentecost story as tongues of flame on their heads. Another Pentecost story says Jesus breathed on the disciples and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. You now have the power to forgive." Jesus knew we needed power to do that. And so this Spirit of truth that dwells within us, friends, we who have been trying to practice centering prayer are leaning on that wisdom. That one of the places that we can find God is within us. That the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, has chosen to dwell within us as well as among us. And centering prayer is trusting that God is doing something so deep within us that we really have no idea about, but we trust that God is doing that. Somehow, mysteriously moving us to a more compassionate place. Somehow moving us to be more forgiving people. Somehow moving us to be more open to being in community with one another. Somehow moving us to care for the poor, to care for righteousness and social justice out there in a world that so longs for some compassion. Living by the Spirit is trusting that God is doing something, that the Holy Spirit, that invisible Spirit, is doing something within the church, within us as believers, and doing something within the world, because the Holy Spirit is not bound by the church. God is hoping that we become vessels, even more vessels of the Holy Spirit, but if we choose not to, it does not stop God. Thank God. But God is looking for willing partners who can be conduits of the Spirit. John Wesley was one of those conduits of the Spirit. One of many. in various traditions, but for our tribe of United Methodists, he's ours. And something happened to John Wesley on the 24th of May, 1738, that changed his life and changed ours. He was a Christian his whole life. He grew up in a Christian home. He was a PK. He was a preacher's kid. And he knew about Jesus, but he didn't know Jesus at a heart level. And after one of his great failures in life, he went reluctantly to a Bible study with the Moravians in London. It happened on Aldersgate Street. Some of you have spent time at Aldersgate Center, our conference camp, and it's named after Aldersgate Street, where John Wesley had his heartwarming experience. And at some point in the evening, he heard Luther's preface. Those of you who come from a Lutheran tradition, here's where our traditions cross paths. Luther's preface to the Romans, and John Wesley writes in his journal that he felt his heart strangely warmed, and he knew that God's love was for him, and his salvation was through Christ, not through John Wesley's doing, not through John Wesley's striving, but by grace. And from that moment on, he was a changed Christian. He was a transformed Christian, and he knew he had to take the love of God in Jesus Christ out to the streets where the people were. They weren't coming to church because they were working in the mines on Sunday, trying to make ends meet. And he said to the people of his high society churches, "Look, if we don't take the gospel out to the people, they'll never hear it." And the people of the Anglican Church at the time thought that was pretty gauche, pretty uncouth, pretty unholy. But he took it out to the street corners, to the marketplaces, and shared with the people in every city he traveled to that they too were loved by God. And it became a religion of the heart. Not just a religion of the head, but a religion of the heart. That said, God loves all people. All people. And for Methodists, we point to Jesus as a way that can lead us into an ever more compassionate understanding of being a Christian, an ever more loving understanding of being a Christian. And we owe a debt of gratitude to John Wesley, who took the gospel out to the streets. So in that spirit of taking the gospel out to the streets, I want to share a video that I filmed last summer. My wife, Julie Yarborough, is a pastor at Christ Church in Summit, and she was officiating at a wedding of one of her parishioners. They got married in South Carolina, and on that trip, we got to go to Savannah, Georgia. Have any of you been to Savannah? So you know what a beautiful city that is. John Wesley had one of his greatest failures in Savannah, Georgia. And so this video was shot in Savannah, retelling some of the stories of John Wesley that may be helpful for us who go through failures in our lives, and yet God uses the Spirit to bring us out of those failures to something fruitful, something faithful.
I'm in Chatham County in Georgia, Savannah. This is the site where John Wesley was living out his ministry from 1736 to 1737. He was trying to convert the Native Americans. He was not very successful. In fact, this was the site of one of his worst failures in ministry. It had to do with people not understanding where he was coming from. He had a romantic relationship with a woman named Sophie in his congregation, and after they broke up, he refused her communion. Not a good thing. it made him even less popular than he already was in Savannah, and it became one of his worst failures. He went back to England as an Anglican priest at the time, feeling like he had failed. But in his failure, seeds of faithfulness were sown that he didn't live to see, but some good things happened. Let me just take you on a little tour. Here, we're on Reynolds Square in Savannah, Georgia. And there's a plaque here that I think is really significant to his ecumenism, his understanding that God was not just limited to his Anglican community, but could speak through other people as well, Moravians. See this plaque here? It's dedicated to the Moravians on the 250th year of their arrival here. This marker placed an appreciation of the physical and spiritual nurture given by the Moravians to Reverend John Wesley upon his arrival in Georgia in 1736 and later in England. The Moravian site is two blocks south. He thought that the Moravians had a joy about them that he didn't have. He saw them love God, love the Lord, love telling people about Jesus with a joy in their heart, and he said, I want what they have, and I don't have it, he thought. That relationship in Savannah, Georgia, started here on their boat ride back to England. A huge storm hit. The Moravians were worshiping God, saying, hey, if we die today, praise God, we'll go home and be with God. And John Wesley said, I need what they have. They got back to England, and he worshiped with them, had Bible study with them on Aldersgate Street. And that's where he had his conversion experience, where he felt his heart strangely warmed. In fact, let me just show you the quote right over here. I felt my heart strangely warmed. That's where John Wesley became the Wesley that started Methodism, who is on fire for God, who loved the Lord and knew the joy of knowing God's love in Jesus Christ. Another famous quote from John Wesley, I look upon all the world as my parish. He wasn't limited to just where he was serving, whether it was Chatham County or Chatham, New Jersey. John Wesley saw the whole world as his parish. And then this quote here, underneath the ferns, the best of all, God is with us. He was always under the spiritual wisdom that God was always there, no matter what was going on, whether he was successful or a failure, he knew God was with him. I read this quote, and I thought this would be a good quote for Chatham United Methodist Church, or perhaps any United Methodist Church. My heart's desire for this place is not that it be a famous or a rich, but that it may be a religious colony. And then, I am sure, it cannot fail of the blessing of God. If we are faithful, we will become a blessing. If we are true to God's love and can convey that, it doesn't matter if we are rich or famous. It just matters that we are faithful. I want to ask my cameraman, my son Matthew, if he'll just pan up and catch a glimpse of John Wesley up there. And then very briefly, I want to just take you on a little tour over here. So John Wesley left Savannah as a failure. He thought he had blown it. He thought nothing good would ever come out of this. And later, years later, the Wesley Chapel was founded. So this is a testament, people of faith. Whether we think we are successful or not, God takes the seeds of even our failures and brings something good out of it. John Wesley wasn't even alive to see this church founded in Savannah by seeds that were sown decades before when he was here. So this is, in some ways, the hope that we live. We sow the seeds of faithfulness. We trust that God will bring them up, and God will do something good out of them. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ, let us sow the seeds of Christian love in Chatham, New Jersey, or wherever it is that God takes us, trusting that maybe God will raise them up and bring blessing to someone, somewhere down the road. May it be so in your life and in mine. Amen.
So there are so many things that we can learn from John Wesley, but for today, we can be reminded that God works through us, through different faith traditions, and that God is always bringing us through our failures, our falling, our doubts, to a place where God can do something either through those failures or in spite of them. We're invited to trust that the Holy Spirit is within us, among us, and bringing us always to a greater love, a greater compassion, a greater faithfulness. Amen.